The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team is made up of chaplains who have been trained to help people in times of crisis. And this is mainly made up mostly of lay people, men and women, but I'm a clergyman that's a part of that. But they go in there and counsel people, comfort people, share Christ with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also are in conjunction with the Samaritan's Purse, which is also a Billy Graham organization. Samaritan's Purse goes in and helps people in times of floods or earthquakes or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have volunteers that come in and what we would say is mud out the homes. They will take out sheetrock, carpet, studs. They will also work on molds, just free to help people clean out their house mm-hmm. when there's trouble. So then we chaplains minister to the homeowner, and we also minister to these grunt workers, as I call them,
who are
working so hard to help clean out these houses.
And how long have you been a part of the organization?
I was first deployed in 2013 in Greenlee, Colorado, then in 14 in Pensacola, Florida, both flood cases.
Okay. And when we spoke on the phone, you were in this huge sports arena in the Houston
yeah,
area?
It's a huge energy center, huge convention center,
mm-hmm.
over 700,000 square feet.
Wow.
And they had a section for clothes giveaway, a section for a single men, single women, families, dining, and then a little section in the end for animals.
Did you see a population increase
okay.
throughout the course of that?
When I got there about, it must have been September 3rd, it was full, but then it started gradually to decrease as people found something else.
Uh-huh.
People slept on cots. They furnished cots. They
yeah.
furnished blankets. They furnished food. I assume government programs. And then there were all kinds of tables, all kinds of booths for whatever help people needed
mm-hmm.
what was there. And we set up a table and just put on a sign that said, need prayer.
Yeah. And where did you stay during the...
We stayed in a church and slept on air mattresses and were fed in the church. I say I'm a volunteer chaplain. We're not paid anything. We're not even paid transportation to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But they do let us sleep in a church, and they do furnish food while we're there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Person gets physically and emotionally exhausted somewhat.
Oh, yeah.
So it was very, very beneficial, I think, but both of those that I helped and those that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I'm not going back. They did want me to stay for another week, but I couldn't do that.
Yeah. What was, what would you say the most difficult part of it? What the most challenging thing for you was?
To talk to a person that's lost everything. They're happy that they got out with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost absolutely everything in all their material possessions. A lot of them didn't have insurance and certainly didn't have flood insurance for the most part.
Can you kind of talk about the area you were in? Were you in?
I was in Houston the first half of the week.
Okay.
And I was surprised there was no standing water whatsoever
mm-hmm.
where I was. And traffic was normal. I landed in the Houston airport, taxied to the church. So then they transferred some of us to Santa Fe, Texas, which is about 45 miles south. Closer to the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And there we saw just on the curb, just mountains of stuff that people put on the curb. Sheetrock and furniture and toys and refrigerators. And
mm-hmm. Now, was this items for relief or were they items that they were cleaning up?
Cleaning up and discarding.
And if somebody wanted to get involved to help out with relief, what would you tell them?
They could contact Samaritan's Purse and they'd be glad to have you sign up and to become a volunteer to work, quote, mud out these houses.
Right, right.
To be a chaplain, you have to have some training, so and you have to have some qualifications. And to be a laborer, so to speak, they'd be very glad to receive somebody who want to go down there and work. And they have men and women that just sweat it out in these homes and all for free. And it's so impressive to the people who receive these benefits. They're just
yeah.
so grateful. They can't hardly believe that a group of people come down from miles and miles away to do this free to help them in their time of need.